We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's the Breakfast Club 10-year anniversary.
10 years.
10 years of the Breakfast Club.
Doing your thing.
Doing what you do.
And being honest with you.
You had a job for 10 years. Everything's Gucci over there.
Wow. 10 years.
Shout out to the best doing it, man.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Damn.
Y'all getting old. Y'all been holding it down for 10 years.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Man, y'all been together longer than some people have been married. I'm proud of y'all.
The voice of the culture.
Peace, love, and let's go to 20 years.
Congratulations.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Back to the work week. It definitely feels like a good Monday, but I had a amazing weekend, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I mean, there's nothing to tell. I did nothing. You know what I mean? I was sober a little bit. I was tipsy a little bit. Okay. I was high off plant-based medicine a little bit. Okay. But through it all, one thing was for certain.
What's that?
That goddamn Jasmine Sullivan Hotels is a classic.
Oh, there you go.
Drop one of Clues Bonds for Jasmine Sullivan Hotels. That album is an instant classic. If you listened to it as much as I did this weekend, you would have come to that conclusion, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't. You know why? My wife watched Bridgerton. That's the name of it, right, Yee?
I told you it was good.
Bridgerton is like an aphrodisiac. Your girlfriend, your wife ain't like watches that.
Ain't like that Hotels.
You sure?
I ain't even seen Bridgerton.
No, I don't know.
Ain't like that Hotels, Yee, by Jasmine Sullivan.
Tell them about that Bridgerton.
No, Bridgerton is very well done. There's a lot of twists and turns. It looks amazing. You can tell they spent a lot of money. It's Shonda Rhimes' new show on Netflix.
The
They're saying it's breaking all kinds of records.
What she said was, it's doing well on Netflix, all right? And it gets women hot and bothered. It's a sexy show. And there's no color in the show. So if I'm black, you could be, well.
What you mean there's no color in the show?
What does that mean?
It's like the black
So it's a science fiction movie?
And the white guy could be brothers. But it's not like, they don't see color. It's not like there's a black Dutch and a white king. It's like, oh, it's all over the place.
So it's a TV, it's a movie. It's a TV show.
Well, yes.
It's fiction.
It is fiction, but okay. It's dope. I like the, I actually haven't seen anything like that ever, where there is no color. It's not like you see somebody in the king be white, his wife be black, and the one son would be white, and another son be black,
I don't know
and
what
another
you're
son
would
be Asian. It's crazy.
Is it like they don't acknowledge color on the
they
show?
They don't acknowledge color on the show.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
You don't get casted according to the color of your skin.
Correct.
Got you.
Which
got
is pretty dope. But it's a great show.
Still don't see why that would make you horny. But, I mean, all right. I haven't figured that part out yet.
Well, it's not that. I'm just saying that is the show. But it's very romantic. It's very seductive. I'm telling you, look, hey, I'm just telling you.
It don't sound like Jasmine Sullivan Hotels to me.
Yee, can you tell him about Bridgerton? I doubted you, Yee.
I mean, you have to watch it. You can't even really explain it. You have to just watch the show. So shout out to Shonda Rhimes for bringing that over to Netflix. That's dope.
And what's the brother's name that everybody loves? Reggae. What's his name?
Oh, Ray J. I don't even know how to say his name.
I think
he's the main character. And that's how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
he's like
reggae.
French or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
Man, you got to turn your whole system off and reboot it. Blow on the cartridge and then put it back in, shake it a little bit, and rejoin us.
Absolutely. Well, Charlamagne and I are in studio. It's the first time we've been in studio since December, right?
And don't tell nobody where we at. Them white supremacists out here in these streets. I heard they running down on people. I don't want to have to get nobody shot now.
Yeah, that's the first thing my pop said. My pop said, you and that bald head boy, y'all better figure out a way to get out that building.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, like, this ain't the Capitol building. There's armed security here, and they going to shoot.
Well, there was armed security there, too, but the difference is our security going to shoot.
And the difference is our security is not compromised, as far as we know. Okay?
Correct.
The security at the Capitol building clearly was compromised.
Mm. Correct.
All right, that was an inside job.
All right. You here for Front Page News or did you reboot?
No.
I rebooted.
No. You ain't reboot. How you gonna tell a lie that fast? We don't know how long it takes to reboot.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got Front Page News. Front Page News, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. Some quick NFL scores, all right? Now, the Bills beat the Colts 27-24 on Saturday. The Rams beat the Seahawks 30-20. The Buccaneers, congratulations, Dramos. They beat the Washington football team 31-23.
Yes, Dramos is one of those new Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans
that
when Tom Brady went over there.
Don't even start that.
He wasn't on the Bucs D before then.
I haven't heard anything about the Buccaneers in the last 9 years.
There's nothing about Dramos that says Buccaneers. He's not from Tampa. I don't know anything about a large Puerto Rican population in Tampa. It might be. I don't know. Haven't heard any of that.
Okay.
And now the Ravens beat the Titans 20-13. New Orleans beat the Bears 21-9. And the Browns beat the Steelers 48-37.
Salute to Cleveland, man. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, but it felt good to see Cleveland get a playoff win. Because, you know, I come from the era of watching them have the paper bags over their head all those years. So it was good to see them get a playoff win, especially over the Steelers. The Steelers have been busting their ass for years.
I think the first win in, 18 years or something like that?
The first road win since 1969, and they haven't been to the playoffs in 763 years. So congratulations.
It's not that long.
Congratulations to them.
What else we got, Yee?
All right. Well, Nancy Pelosi was on 60 Minutes, and she was talking about moving forward with impeachment if Mike Pence does not act to remove Donald Trump. Here's what she said.
What if he pardons himself?
He can only pardon himself from federal offenses. He cannot pardon himself from state offenses, and that's where he's being investigated in the state of New York.
There is a possibility that after all of this, there's no punishment, and he could run again for president.
And that's one of the motivations that people have for advocating for impeachment.
Won't that take more than the 10 days? And does it actually make sense?
Well, I like the 25th Amendment because it gets rid of him. But there is strong support in the Congress for impeaching the president a second time.
So my thing is, doesn't impeachment cost a lot of money, and it's not going to happen in the 10 days that's left?
Yeah, but you got to do it. And the reason you have to do it is because you have to show that there's consequences and repercussions to what he did. You know, he incited attempted a coup attempt.
But then we impeach him already?
Yes, but you got to do it again. And you got to, you know, try to get him out this time. And you got to pursue criminal charges when he's out. Like, you have to. Like, if you don't, you know what? If you don't, do you understand how you have empowered people for the future? You know how you've emboldened people for the future?
But it almost feels like an impeachment means nothing anyway. He's impeached and he still does the same stuff that he does.
Hey, man, you got to do something.
Well, I think part of the point is that he was talking about running again for another term, so this would prevent that from happening too.
It only prevents it if they vote to prevent it as well, along with the impeachment. Like, if they actually get him out and then they vote to that he can't, he's disqualified from running in 2024 or in the future. But I'm sure they will.
All right.
Right.
All right, well, that is your Front Page News. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake up, wake up, wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ty.
Ty, good morning.
Good morning, Ty.
Get it off your chest.
What up, Charlamagne? How you doing?
I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, King.
Oh, man, it's good to finally hear you. Yeah, I got to get off my chest, MV. How come you got your kid a Lambo instead of like a Jeep truck or something?
I got your kid a Lamborghini.
Wow.
But if I did, why would that concern you if I did? I'm just curious.
Because you have, like, fans that you say relate to you and watch you all the time, and I don't expect them to be getting, like, Lambos and all that. Kids, at least.
Well, I didn't get my son a Lambo
first.
And second of all, if I did, you know I have 30,000 businesses. And I came from a place of Queens, and I continue to grind.
Man, you don't got
to
explain that to nobody, man.
Like, if I wanted to buy my son a jet, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But I didn't buy my son a Lambo. But if I did, I don't know why it would be your concern.
Our whole life, everybody that we've been looked up to and enjoyed has been richer than us. Right?
I look up to Charlotte, though.
That's right.
I look up to you, Charlotte.
I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
But real quick, Charlotte, can I I already have two of your books. I have Black Privilege and Shook Ones. Do you have anything you could send to me, or just anything signed?
Yes, I can sign. I can send you a signed copy. I can send you a signed copy of Shook One, and I can send you The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health by Dr. Rita Walker.
That'd be amazing. I would like to read that, actually.
And you should also look out for Tamika Mallory's upcoming book, State of Emergency: How to Win in the Country We Built. That'll be out on May 11th. You can pre-order that now wherever you buy books.
All right.
But don't get it twisted. I do want to buy my son a Lambo, so don't get that twisted. So I do. So hopefully I can make it up, too.
No, I know it wasn't. I was just curious because my girl watches you a lot, and she showed me that. And I was like, God damn, why not just like a Jeep or something?
You bought him a Lambo for real?
No.
Oh, so why are you going along with the lie?
I told him I didn't buy my son no damn Lambo.
Oh, he didn't? Oh, okay. I was like, damn.
He
said it several times. He's like, I didn't buy him a Lambo, but if I did.
But if I did, I don't know what the concern would be, but thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney from Compton, Georgia.
Good morning.
There's a Compton, Georgia?
Yes, it's like right outside of Augusta, like maybe 30 minutes away.
Wow, okay. Didn't know that.
Well, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to let you know, DJ Envy, that there has been a picture that has seen without color other than Bridgerton. You know, you got the classic Cinderella with Brandy, Whitney Houston. You know, you got two black major females playing the major roles. You got the Filipino prince. You got Whoopi Goldberg playing the queen. And I think it's like Jason Alexander playing the white guy.
I don't think that's the same.
All,
I don't think that's the same. I haven't seen the show, but the premise of the show is that in that world, color doesn't exist.
Color doesn't exist at all in Bridgerton.
I will say, though, and I don't know about that.
Story, like how they intertwine the races, like they just made it all work. They didn't, you know, say, oh, she's like a black princess, or like she's a black queen. Like, how does a black queen and a white king make, you know, a Filipino prince? Like, I'm just saying, like, they didn't see color as well or whatever. Like, they just made it all intertwined, just like Bridgerton. Bridgerton's like a sexy version of Cinderella to me.
Cinderella? Really?
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
All right.
I thought that was the whole point of Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney, that we were celebrating the fact it was a black Cinderella.
I thought so.
Oh, okay.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chad Cooper, man.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yo, I'm just calling, man. Why Charlamagne always talking shit about Donald Trump, man?
Oh, boy.
I don't give a fuck about Trump. All the people who love him.
Yeah. I'm just curious, man. I always listen to this radio station every morning, man. All I hear is nothing but bad news about Trump, and it's crazy.
Do you have eyes? What about ears?
I don't know if you saw what just happened.
See what's going on out there, sir?
Do you own a television? Any smartphone, maybe? I don't know.
That motherfucker got the employment rate at the lowest.
Can you stop cursing, Ted?
Look what Obama did.
That started under Obama.
Nobody gave two shits about him.
Well, that started under President Obama, the low unemployment rate. But, you know, I mean, listen, man, if you're down with traitors, if you're down with traitors and treasonous people, I guess Trump is your guy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Ted, we'd let you talk with Curtis too much, Ted. Hello, who's this?
This is Jack. Good morning.
It's who?
This Jack, don't start either.
First of all, don't
Charlamagne, you already got a problem saying my name, and I can't wait to cuss you out, Charlamagne. I've been waiting on you.
Well, you think you the little baby off The Incredibles, and you'll never be Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
You're just mad because I'm incredible. Where's Angela?
I'm right here.
Hey, Angela. See, let me tell you. So before y'all left, I sent you a nice-ass care package from High Chick Society. It's real nice. But I know Charlamagne got to it first because he thought it was a lace front. So I need Charlamagne to give you his stuff. You don't have your stuff because Charlamagne thought it was a lace front. Now, where her stuff at, Charlamagne?
I don't know what you're talking about, boo.
You sent me some stuff.
I just got back in the studio. I ain't been in the studio in a month.
I know. We sent it to y'all before y'all went on break. I called up there, and you couldn't say my name. Like, man, time, Charlamagne. Like, we always have to beef. And we don't even know each other in real life. Why you always beefing me? Why you stealing?
I love you, Jack, but I ain't stealing
everything.
Charlamagne.
Bye-bye, Jack.
I'm going to find it. Where's it from? What's the package from?
A lace front.
The package is from High Chick Society. It's HIGHCHIC. SOCIETY. Make sure y'all follow on Instagram.
You're looking around. And it ain't around you, Charlamagne. Thank you, Mom.
We're going to find it. Find it and throw it in the trash where it belongs.
Oh, stop it. Hello, who's this?
You. What's up, Evie?
What up, Trev?
Hey, Trev. What's up, boo?
Hey, what's up, Char?
Peace, King. What's up, my brother? How you doing, sis? You good?
I'm doing better.
I'm going to tell you something,
man.
Trav. I be praying for you, bro. I be looking at your Instagram, man, and I can see the pain in your eyes, man. I'm not even lying. So I really do be sending you healing energy, my brother. I don't know if you feel it or not.
I appreciate that, Char, man. You know, the last time I called, I was asking for prayers for my little sister, man. And she did pass away on December 15th at 20 years old. But she had a good life. You know, for the 20 years that she was here. And just thank you to everybody that did pray and everybody that's reaching out to me and all the good messages. I mean, I do wake up sad every day. I'm actually starting therapy.
There you go.
February 1st.
That's what I like to hear.
So, yeah, man. Just thank you to everybody for all the kind words and messages and everything, man. And I'm going to get through this.
Allow yourself to feel too, Trav. Don't let nobody tell you that, oh, you got to get over it or, you know, whatever. Just feel. Allow yourself to feel, man. I'm glad that you're going to therapy. And next time I see you, I'm going to let you hug me from the back. For 3 seconds, though. Only for 3 seconds, Trav.
Trav, man. Feel better. We love you, Trav.
All right. Thank you, man. Love y'all, too.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. And be careful out there. Continue to wear your mask. I know a lot of people are out and about. They closed my kids' school for the next 2 weeks because our whole county, they closed all the schools for the next 2 weeks. So
that don't even surprise me no more. I'm surprised when the school's open for 2 weeks at a time at this point.
Now, that's the first time it's been closed since the school year, though. So it is surprising. We got one of them voice-operated calls. Your school is closed, but the CDC regulations are making the schools closed. So back to virtual learning, which is the worst, but we'll get
to it. It is, man. Lord, I feel so sorry for kids that have to do virtual learning.
Yes.
Because it's like, you know, they're missing out on what is some of the greatest times of their life, which is grade school.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's where they get to learn to be little people and socialize.
Yes.
And it's just like, now they got to be stuck in the house. Like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, back to that today. Goodness gracious. Good luck to my wife. Because I ain't there. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and let's talk about Busta Rhymes. He's discussing his weight loss journey and how he had to actually duct tape his stomach down.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked in. Also, it's a queen's birthday, Mary J. Blige's birthday. She turns 50 today.
Capricorn season. Yes, oof. Mary J. Blige.
Queen is an understatement for Mary J. Blige. Walking icon, legend amongst us.
We're gonna do some Mary mixes this morning. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Busta Rhymes was on with Tamron Hall, and one thing that he talked about was losing weight. Now, he talked about shooting a music video and just not liking how he looked.
There's a scene of me wearing all white with a head wrap. When I initially put that all white on, it showed how badly out of shape that I was on camera. So we went in the dressing room and they duct taped my stomach down.
Oh my goodness.
With electric duct tape.
I need somebody on Busta's team to find out what a girdle is. A corset, a waist trainer. Like, why duct tape?
Maybe that's all they had at the time. Maybe it was
because they're shooting a video.
It was like, all right, well, we got to do something with this stomach.
All these chunky women around, nobody got an extra waist trainer? Just take the waist trainer off and put it on Buster.
Well, the positive side is he lost the weight the right
that
way.
That is the positive side. I'm glad that brother got the motivation to get in shape. You know, and that it just proves you got to do the work. You can drink all the flat tummy teas in the world, wear all the corsets and waist trainers, but there's nothing like going to do the work to get that stomach flat, and Buster did that. And it's hard, too, because Buster's older. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to get back in that type of shape. So salute the Busta Rhymes for that.
All right, Sex and the City is coming back to TV. It is official, and it has a different name. It's called And Just Like That. So there's no official premiere date that's been set yet, but you can look forward to seeing that. That's going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it'll be 10 episodes long with original cast members, except we're not sure if Kim Cattrall is coming back. She played Samantha.
That's cool, but can we get that Girlfriends reboot? Can we get that Girlfriends miniseries, man? Can we get that? Okay, do we really need another Sex in the City? They've had a bunch of seasons of a TV show. They've had like two movies, and they're bringing it back. Can we get one little mini-series of Girlfriends so we can get some closure as Girlfriend fans over here? Jesus Christ, man.
Bro, you got the box set for Christmas.
By the way, I'm not, you know, Sex in the City is always going to make money, but it is a little tone deaf to come out with a show of a cast of all white women. When you got shows like Girlfriend on Netflix,
you, man?
Really prospering.
You just got
right
the
now.
Box set for Christmas, man.
I've been had the box set. I've had owned all 8 seasons of Girlfriends for years.
Goodness gracious.
All right. Now let's talk about Diddy. His house in L.A. was hit by burglars. Now they're saying that he doesn't really stay at this house too often. But what happened was a caretaker discovered the break-in. They said somebody rummaged through the house. According to TMZ, law enforcement sources told them that somebody pried open a side door and entered that home, which triggered the security system.
See, I said this the other day, and y'all thought I was laughing, and y'all thought I was joking. There should be certain people in the community that you cannot touch, right? You know, like when you were growing up, that old lady that nobody messed with, you didn't touch a house, because if you did, you would get effed up. Like, you shouldn't be in Dr. Dre's house, Hov's house, Diddy's house. Like, there's certain people you should not...
Wow. That's where the money resides.
I don't think you should break into anybody's house. Yeah. If you're going to break into someone's house, it's going to be somebody that's got something.
I'm going
that
with
the icons, the legends that put everybody on.
I agree with you in a perfect world, but I'm going where the money resides. I just want to know, how come in LA, do you have to have your name on your house? Like, does your house have to be in your name?
I think people end up knowing
where you live. Like, you get deliveries to your house.
They got
word spread. Someone comes to your house.
You can get around the websites.
That's my point.
Diddy has parties at his crib. People come to this house. Oh. You know, it's not like, you know, it's... People know where people's houses are. So they have tours by people's houses in L.A.
That's my point. Like, they can't, you know, why does everybody have to know where you live?
It's hard for people to not know where you live at all.
That is not true.
I mean, if you ever get a package to your house, if someone ever comes to your house, if you ever get a food delivery to your house, if you ever have entertained guests.
Aliases.
Now, that's what I don't think you get food delivered to a P.O. box.
No, I think that's where you get messed up when you entertain guests.
Yeah, when you get entertained guests.
That's the problem, I think.
But part of having a nice home is you want people to come over, right?
No. Not necessarily.
No.
I can't imagine never having anyone come over to my house.
Close friends and family. But you know what? With like Uber Eats or something like that, I ain't going front. I send the kids to get the food just in case sometimes. I'm not going to lie. Logan, go downstairs and get the food. But you know, it is what it is. People will find it if they try their hardest.
Yeah, I don't think it's hard. If people see you drive into your house, your neighbors know where you live. It just happens. All right, now let's discuss the most streaming artists of the 2010s of that decade. They have released these numbers according to chart data, and the most streamed artist of the decade was Drake. He was number one on that list with 36.3 billion streams. Now, the next two artists combined have about that amount of streams. That would be Post Malone at number two, and then Eminem at number three.
Huh, that sounds about right.
Those are the top three artists of the decade.
Somebody kept sending me a Drake leaked album this weekend. Certified Lover Boy. I'm like, how do albums still leak in 2021? If that was indeed the album, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I listened to it.
How was it?
More of the same. More of the same. Like more of the same Drake that you used to. You know what I mean? That's all.
Okay. Who else is on it?
Who was on it? Roddy Ricch was on a record. It's a young lady at the end. I can't remember who it was, though. I don't remember. I remember Roddy Ricch being on a record. There was a young lady singing at the end.
There's a lady singing and Roddy Ricch.
So I don't remember. I remember Roddy Ricch on it, though.
Drake.
It is. It's just Drake. Drake has a very consistent sound. And it's just more of the same. You should have named the album that. More of the same. No, if this is the album.
My goodness.
What'd you dump?
You said, I thought I heard it.
Man,
what?
This guy dumped me saying something about
I'm
Drake.
Oh, sorry, y'all brought that.
This guy Dramos is crazy.
Dumped you over dumped about Drake.
He act like I said a curse word.
Really love Drake,
Dramos. I know.
That was just bad timing.
This guy is crazy.
All right. I don't know what happened.
Charlamagne got dumped over Drake on the radio.
This guy is crazy. The dump button means that he thought I said something inappropriate, so he bleeped it out. This guy is
took it
nuts.
Out.
Yeah.
This
guy. You just said the bad about Drake.
How
is
you love Drake that much?
Goodness
Jesus
gracious.
Jesus Christ, Dramos.
All right. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about some of these people who got arrested after they stormed the Capitol. These terrorists got arrested.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NFL, the Bills beat the Colts 27-24. Great game. Rams beat the Seahawks 30-20. Buccaneers beat the Washington football team 31-23. The Ravens beat the Titans 20-13. New Orleans Saints beat the Bears 21-9. And the Browns beat the Steelers 48-37. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
Now, let's talk about these people who are getting arrested. And these are some of the rioters who stormed the Capitol. Some of those people who you may have seen. The guy in the Viking costume, Jake Angeli. He's a well-known conspiracy theorist. His real name is Jacob Anthony Changeli. He was photographed and he was arrested on Saturday. He was shirtless. Remember that guy? His face was painted red, white, and blue.
Yes.
He had on the fur head thing, and he had a spear also.
Mm-hmm.
So he was charged with one count of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority. Amongst the people arrested also, we had this one guy, Derek Evans. He was a lawmaker from West Virginia. He was part of the West Virginia House of Delegates. It's this guy.
The door's cracked. They're in. Let's go. Keep it moving, baby. We're in, baby.
I want my reward
money.
Keep
it moving, baby.
I want my reward money. I did my civic duty on Friday, okay? And pointed a lot of those people out.
Sure did.
I want some of that $60,000 reward money they talking about giving up.
He's facing two federal charges, knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Now, other people, the guy with the zip ties, he also, and I know, Envy, you were talking about him. Mm-hmm. He also was identified and arrested. So there's a bunch of people now. I guess they're going to be facing, hopefully, some consequences. Just because you got arrested, though,
and you're
being charged doesn't mean anything's going to happen.
Then
so
we've got
to make sure we stay up.
How much time do they really go?
Donald Trump said a mandatory 10-year minimum.
He said that a long time ago.
That wasn't a long time ago. That was 6 months ago. That was during the Black Lives Matter movement when he signed that executive order. I can't remember the name of the actual law, but it's an executive order that if you desecrate statues, monuments, or any federal buildings, you get a mandatory minimum of 10 years. So they should get that mandatory minimum of 10 years.
He meant that for black people only. He didn't mean that for his own people.
I don't give a damn. Law is a law. Okay. I don't think folks understand what we saw last week. That was an attempted coup. That was an act of treason. And you know, if there's no consequences and repercussions for that, what is next? I read a great article yesterday. I think it was in the Washington Post. And it talked about pre-Nazi Germany tells us the fight to save American democracy has just begun. And it really gives a great perspective on what could happen if there are no consequences and repercussions behind this.
I know I've been hearing something's supposed to go down on the 17th. Like, they have to make sure that everything's secure. What's going to happen on the 20th? You know, the 19th is Donald Trump's last day. Who knows what they're planning right now? And a Capitol officer took his own life after the riots that happened on Wednesday. So Capitol Police Union confirms that Officer Howard Liebengood died by suicide. And he's one of the officers that responded to the riots.
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's the other thing, too. This was clearly an inside job. I mean, soon as we saw it the first day, that's what we said. That's what I said on the air the next day. I know a calculated home invasion when I see one.
I mean, you see one congressman open the door and they rushed in. I don't understand why they weren't shot. Like, I thought that when you break into these buildings, especially those type of buildings, they get shot. What do you do, Charlamagne, if you're in your house and somebody breaks into your house?
Bang, bang. But listen, here's the
same
thing.
Same difference.
Clearly somebody gave an order. You know what I mean? Somebody had to tell those cops to stand down, don't shoot. Like, it's just weird that all those cops on Capitol Hill and nobody let off any shots.
Just one? Just that one cop?
Now, there's one police officer, Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, and he is being hailed as a hero. He was the only one that you saw on camera diverting the pro-Trump mob away from the Senate chamber. A lot of lives could have been saved because of that.
That was the black brother?
He put himself between, he's a black guy.
Mm-mm.
So people are praising him for that, standing between a mob of rioters and the unguarded United States Senate.
Why he ain't had no pistol?
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he had a pistol.
I read something that said all he had was a club.
He had a pistol on his. It
looks like he has his hand on his pistol in the picture.
So why he ain't draw a pistol? He had a pistol.
Why you ain't pull your pistol out, my brother?
He has his hand right on the pistol in this picture.
He picked up the baton off the floor and used the baton, but he had a pistol.
Oh,
that's what I was saying. He should have been shooting.
You should have been shooting. Now that would.
And
shout out
to
you as a hero.
Shout out to Yogananda Pittman. She is now the acting chief after the riots had happened. She's a Morgan State University alumna.
Okay.
And so she is one of the first African-American female supervisors to attain the rank of captain, according to the department. And so shout out to her.
Always want to give it to the black woman to clean up the mess after the fact. Okay. If she'd have been in control from the start, you probably would have prevented that from happening. All right. But now after the fact, you want to put the black woman in charge and have her clean up your mess.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, let's open up the phone lines. Let's have a conversation, all right? 800-585-1051. Now, Trump is banned from what social media platforms? I know Twitter. I know Facebook. What else? Is there anything else that he's banned from that
Pinterest?
I know?
Yeah, there's a whole list of them.
Pinterest.
What are you doing, Pinterest?
Yeah, he is banned from Pinterest. And by the way, I love Pinterest.
Pinterest.
I would be so upset if I was banned from Pinterest.
You banned
his
pictures?
No, that's smart. The reason it's smart is because, you know, once you can't operate on certain social media sites, you'll figure out some place to go finesse something.
But Pinterest is just pictures. He can't even say nothing. All right, bye. But he's banned from Twitter, Reddit, Twitch, Google. Google? You can't Google him now? How you get banned from Google?
He can't have a Google account.
He can't have a Gmail?
Nope.
All right. He's banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Apple. You just banned Apple? He can't buy an Apple computer?
Discord, TikTok,
so
Shopify.
He can't shop on Shopify?
I don't give them social media sites no props for that, man. It's all too little, too late.
Like, they waited till a week before he was out of office.
Exactly, man. Like, knock it off.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone line. Let's talk the fact that he has been banned from all these social media sites. 800-585-1051. Now, Kerry Hilson said what? Do you have Kerry Hilson's statement, Yee?
Yeah, we have it.
Want to read it?
Oh, I thought we were playing it. Well, she posted a message that was defending a free speech. So, and you know, it was interesting because I saw a lot of people going in on her over what she had to say about it. Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you guys. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, because some people believe that even though he says some foul-ish, it's freedom of speech. He should be able to say what he wants to say, so he shouldn't be banned.
But, okay, she said... This may be funny, but it is a little dangerous to take Trump out of it for a moment. A democracy must include freedom of speech. Imagine other leaders or popular figures not being able to voice their opinion if it opposes the majority of world leaders. Our freedom of speech being taken from us, slowly but surely, censorship.
I don't think they're taking away his freedom of speech. I think they're taking away his freedom to lie. I think it's a big difference. And I think that's a huge problem that, you know, is running rampant online now. Yes, you can have freedom of speech, but do you have freedom to lie? Do you have freedom to say whatever it is you want to say about a person, even if it's not true, just because you're trying to, you know, slander that person's name or ruin that person in some way? No, I don't think so.
And FYI, any person would get banned from one of these platforms for inciting a riot or for doing any of those things. These are privately owned companies, so it's not like this is something that's public. Well, they can ban whoever they want.
All right, well, let's open
people
up the phone lines.
People get banned every day, B.
800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's talk about it.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Donald Trump being banned from all these different sites, from Twitter, Reddit, Twitch, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Apple, Discord, Pinterest, TikTok, and Shopify. So we're asking 800-585-1051, should he be banned? I mean, we're talking freedom of speech. A lot of people are saying he should be able to say what he wants. We live in a democracy. That includes freedom of speech. What do you think? Let's start with you, Yee. What do you think?
Well, I think that these are privately owned companies, and if somebody wants to ban someone, people get banned all the time off of these social media platforms. And so Donald Trump has proven that his rhetoric is dangerous. It's also false, and I think this should have been done a long time ago. And I think it endangers a lot of people. And when there's something that endangers people, then freedom of speech is no longer an issue. So I think once you're endangering people's lives, you got to go.
Yeah, I don't agree with censorship, but I truly believe in freedom of speech, but I don't believe in your freedom to lie. Like, you can have an opinion, but we live in an era where people get online and say anything about anybody. They lie on people, and it costs them their livelihood. In some cases, it leads to violence.
Instagram is 90% lies.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not lies that are harming people.
Harmless lies.
You know what I'm saying? It's not lies that are harming people. It's people lying to themselves. You know, if what you're saying is dangerous and it's harming people and it's costing people their livelihoods and it's simply not true, yes, you can be banned, but you just got to prove it's not true. You know, I'm not mad at an opinion. You can have an opinion about somebody.
Correct.
But if we find out that what you're saying is an absolute lie, you got to go.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's Mello. What's the vibes?
Mello, what's poppin'? What's going on?
Yo, man, this is hysterical, the fact that homie's banned from everything. Like, you know, one of my homies said, you know what I mean? He's one of my cool homies. He ball-headed with a ball spar. I think he go by the name of Leonard Larry McKelvey. He says, you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but you are not exempt from the consequences that come with that.
That's right.
And now, you banned from Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I heard he banned from Pornhub. Like, homie, you can't even spank your chicken. Like, was it worth it? Your wife don't want you no more.
That's why I don't even
listen. I'd be so mad if I was banned from Pinterest.
I thought you were going to say I'd be so mad if I was banned from Pornhub. I was like, okay, yeah.
That's why I don't even know why they call it free speech. There is always a cost to your words. Always.
For a fact. Like, yo, like, is it, like, come on, son. You already know his wife about to leave him. And on top of that, you about to go to jail, so you're not even going to have, you can't even have any pleasurable type of, you know what I mean?
It's not just about Pornhub, Mello, man. It's more than life than Pornhub, Mello.
There's somebody out there in prison right now who found the love of their life, and they will disagree that you can't have any type of pleasurable experience in prison. So.
I mean, he ain't going to enjoy it at first. He can't even spank his chicken. Like, come on.
He can spank his chicken without Pornhub, Mello. God, Mello, you kinky this morning. Thank you. That's all Mello want to talk about. Hello, who's this?
It's Roy from Georgia.
What's up, brother?
What's going on with you?
Now, we're talking a freedom of speech and them banning Donald Trump. What are your thoughts?
I think it's horrible. You know, at the end of the day, we all adults. And it starts small. They banning Trump. Everybody clapping and they happy about it. But what happens when it happens to you? You know what I mean? It's going to spread. It's going to get worse. It's attack on the First Amendment. We all know it. It's going
to
keep spreading.
Everybody does not have the right to be on Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. They have the right to choose who they want to be on those platforms.
I think y'all are looking at this wrong, man. It's not like he just had an opinion about things. He said things that incited an insurrection, right?
I understand that. You gotta people understand died. These people going to do what they going to do regardless. I just don't like the hypocrisy of everything. You know what I mean? Like, we bash one thing, but we praise another thing. It's just like the riots that happened. We should be looking at them the same way.
No, we shouldn't. Why do y'all keep saying that? What? Nobody in Black Lives Matter ran up in the Capitol building.
So. Not at all.
I'm not talking about the Capitol building in itself.
No, but you have to.
The narrative in itself.
That matters.
You know what I mean?
No, that matters. There's a big difference between, you know, some looters who took advantage of a peaceful protest and ran up in a Gucci store as opposed to a bunch of traitors, treasonous people who ran up in the Capitol building.
Okay, Charlamagne, let's not act like there were just looters, like people, business wasn't burning now. You know what I mean? We already had an unemployment problem in the country anyway. Now you're burning down. The people that had jobs, when those buildings went up in flames, they no longer had jobs anymore.
Yeah, but you're blaming all of the Black Lives Matter peaceful protests
on
a couple of individuals who went rogue.
I never said Black Lives Matter, and it wasn't a couple individuals because the country was on fire.
Well,
the
majority of those protesters were peaceful. But what you saw at that Capitol building was hundreds of thousands of people who decided to make a calculated strike on our government. It's not the same.
All right. Well, we take some more of your calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Also, it's Mary J. Blige's birthday. So let's do some Mary J. Blige mixes. She's a legend. What's your favorite Mary joint, Yee?
Oh, my gosh. That's a hard question because it's like so many different Mary eras to choose from. Of course, I like Be Happy. Right. Of course, I like You Don't Have to Worry.
Okay,
like
just one, Be Happy. All right, Charlamagne. Well, I know Charlamagne's. All right.
What's my favorite Mary J. Blige song since you think you know me so well?
I'm Going Down.
That is not my favorite
800-585-1051. But get on the Mary J. Blige.
My favorite Mary J. Blige song is
The
My
Breakfast
Life.
Club. Good morning.
The title track of My Life, okay? I know when that I'm in.
That coon on me, what the heck? call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
That was a Mary J. Blige mini mix. Happy birthday to Mary J. Blige. We're going to be doing those mixes for the queen all morning long. We're taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Now, Donald Trump has been banned from, let me get to it, Twitter, Reddit, Twitch, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Apple, Discord, Pinterest, TikTok, Shopify, and like Mello just called, he might have been banned from Pornhub, too.
So where Can he get on Clubhouse?
I'm sure.
All right, well, then he'll be okay because everyone's on Clubhouse right now.
So we're asking, should he be banned? Is this a violation of his freedom of speech? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Precious.
Hey, good morning, Precious.
Good morning.
Now, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is they should have let him keep his social media sites because it was entertaining. Like, because I be on TikTok and stuff, and I be watching, like, little crazy stuff he be doing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but the problem is he tells so many lies. I mean, you know, he at one time he did tell people to drink Clorox because that would help with COVID. You know that, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people tell lies on social media, so it's like
it's a different type of lies, though, man. We gotta stop. But we y'all gotta stop saying that. It's a different type of lies.
You got people who social media famous that people look up to that tell lies. So
yeah, but they're lying. But they lying to themselves. I mean, meaning that they get on there and they act like they got more than they got. They act like they richer than what they are. You know what I mean? Donald Trump is actually telling lies that are getting people harmed and hurt. Now, listen, once again, I don't believe in censorship. I believe in freedom of speech, but I don't believe in your freedom to lie. You can't just get on a platform and say whatever the hell you want to say about me or somebody else if it's not true. There's consequences and repercussions to that. And I don't know why. Once again, y'all keep acting like free speech is free. It's not. There's always consequences and repercussions to it, especially if you're on a platform that you don't own.
Right. But you still can say whatever you want, though, at the end of the day.
No, you can't. Not if I mm-hmm. own it. And I don't like what you're saying, and it's some bullshit.
But that's so opinion, though.
He's going to have to start his own platform for you to be entertained.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
She sounds so disappointed.
Now she was.
My name's Anthony Carter, man.
Anthony Carter, man. We're asking, what are your thoughts about Donald Trump being banned from all those social media sites?
Well, first of all, like I said, it's a tad bit late. They should have done that a long time ago when he went national and made the statement about, if you see somebody against me, slap them and you won't be held accountable. I'll pay your bond or something of that nature. So now he's enticed a ride. And then you have a lot of people running around here talking about he have the freedom of speech. No, when you entice a ride, it's a law. It's against the law.
That's a fact.
And I think Donald Trump should be held accountable because he's a leader of this country. So mm-hmm. if you're doing something of this nature, you can expect a bunch of idiots are going to follow you. You know, he has some pretty strong supporters, and he just don't need to be in there. And then about this impeachment, they don't need to impeach him. They need to do the 25th Amendment and get this man out of here because he is a threat to society. And I guarantee you something else is going to happen that's going to be worse.
I think the Vice President Mike Pence has to be on board in order to make that happen. And if it doesn't, they will impeach him. And secondly, I don't care if you're the president or not. Anybody who goes on social media and incites a riot should be banned from those platforms.
When a black person said things about to get worse, oh boy, things about to really get worse.
Wait, it gets worse. All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, you know, like I always tell y'all, you know, you can have freedom of speech, but you don't have the freedom not to experience the consequences and repercussions of said speech. That's it. And guess what? Donald Trump is learning a harsh lesson that all of us learn. You don't own none of these platforms. No. Okay?
No.
You don't own none of them.
No,
so when you get on
right.
there spewing your lies and spewing your dangerous rhetoric, if they want you off, they can get you off.
No.
Period.
And like our producer said, there's certain things, even though freedom of speech, you can't say. You can't say bomb on an airplane. You're going to jail.
That's
you
it.
You can't say fire in a movie theater. You're going to jail.
That's it.
Hands down.
Simple as that. There's FCC rules and regulations for a reason. We can't say certain words on this radio.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I mean, we can, but guess what? There's going to be consequences and repercussions.
You're right.
Are you willing to face those consequences and repercussions? If so, cool. If not, get up off the platforms and shut the F up forever. One of the two.
All right. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Well, speaking of people just saying anything, let's talk about the influencer, Ava Louise, who said that Kanye West was dating Jeffree Star. The makeup guru will tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy. You know, I told y'all earlier, man, I was sober this weekend. I was tipsy this weekend. I was high off plant-based medicine this weekend. I did a lot of meditation this weekend. But the one constant from the weekend is that Jasmine Sullivan Hotels is a classic. Drop on the clues bombs for Jasmine Sullivan Hotels. Yee, have you listened to Hotels yet by Jasmine Sullivan?
Yeah, you know what? They had sent us a lot of that album before we interviewed her, and I've been listening to it. So I enjoyed it a lot. And I know she keeps saying it's not an album, it's a project. I don't know why she doesn't want that pressure of it being an album, but it's dope.
Yeah, I remember they sent us two songs before we interviewed her. I don't even know if those two songs are on the album, though. Are they? I can't remember. I met the girl this morning. I was like, are those two songs on the album? I don't recall.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is, man, pick up your feelings, which is so disrespectful to tell somebody. Can you imagine telling somebody? Can you imagine telling a human being to just pick up their feelings? Oh.
I can.
Oh. You tell me to pick up my feelings, I'm going to say, well, we had sex wrong. Go pick up your Vitrex then. Now, all right? How you feel?
Well, we are going to talk about Jasmine Sullivan and that album, Hotels, in the rumors. Another thing I did over the weekend, I got a chance to see the Salt and Pepper Lifetime movie.
Why'd you do such a thing? I mean, what? You was that bored?
First of all, let me tell you something. I love Salt and Pepper.
I love Salt and Pepper, too. They deserve better than a Lifetime movie.
Well, they executive produced it, so they're very involved in it.
I'm only going off the one little picture I saw. I don't know. I just felt like when I saw, plus it's Lifetime movies. There's no good Lifetime movies.
Well, I enjoyed it because I'm a huge Salt and Pepper fan, so I really enjoyed watching it. And yeah, that's what I did. They sent me like a screener. It comes out, I think, on the 23rd.
Was it better than the Aaliyah movie?
I didn't watch the Aaliyah movie.
Oh, okay.
So, but because they're involved in it, you got to think like there's some stories that you might have never heard before. I know we all know how Salt and Pepper got started. They worked at Sears together with Kid and Play and Martin Lawrence. They all worked in the same place.
That's a fact. Did they show that? They show that in the movie?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they sure did. So they all got their start together. But you'll learn a lot more things about what these women went through. So it was dope. But I watched the whole thing too because it's like 2.5 hours. But when you watch it on TV, I think it's 3 different nights or whatever on Lifetime, something like that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
All right. I had to go move my car. You know, the lot doesn't open up anymore 24/7, so you got to move it after a certain time. So.
Man, you talk too much.
There's another one.
Why do you talk too much? Why do you do you even know we're talking to millions of people?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about it when
Come
I said
on, man.
It. What I said.
Yeah, like, I ain't never been attacked in front of this radio station. Okay.
Sounds like you went to the store too, Envy.
I did go to the store, but we have armed security now.
That is true.
I had somebody escort me to.
But I don't want nobody to get shot. I mean, I do, but I don't.
All
right, rumors on the way.
Yes. All right, rumors on the way. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Jasmine Sullivan.
It's about time. What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Issa Rae and Jasmine Sullivan, it looks like they're going to be doing a short film based on Hotels. Now, this all happened when Jasmine Sullivan put out a post. She said, what I would love is if me and Issa Rae did a Hotels short film and I'd add a few extra songs, but I could just be dreaming. Never mind me. I'm crazy. Issa Rae responded, Jasmine, say the F less.
Hey, man, would love to see that. Her Hotels is a phenomenal project. I say it's an instant classic. 32 minutes and Jasmine Sullivan didn't waste a second. And the visuals for that would be amazing if they did a short film.
Yeah, it's a 7-song EP, and that was Jasmine Sullivan coming out of 6 years hiatus from doing music. So amazing. And if you guys haven't heard it yet, make sure you do. Now, Saweetie is talking about how she has plans to become a professor. She was on The Real, and here's what she said.
Instead of me doing like a Twitter rant, an Instagram rant on the questions that's always asked of me, I wanted something timeless that my fans can always go back to, but the end goal is to eventually teach a course at USC. So I've already started that process. So
good for you.
Right. So great. Sometime next year, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. I'm here for it. That's dope.
I like the way Saweetie moves. You know what I'm saying? She don't seem to let too many things bother her. She seems like she's just enjoying her life as a star. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. She just seems to be enjoying the moment.
She's working and it seems like she's, having fun while she's consistent. I'll say that. And she's having a good time and she's creative. with the stuff that she puts out. Now, Nick Cannon's ex, Jessica White, and we all know Jessica White, supermodel. She's been on The Breakfast Club before. She sat down with Jason Lee at Hollywood Unlocked, and she talked about finding out that Nick Cannon was having another baby, and she said that she was living with him at the time.
You weren't aware that she was pregnant?
No, but she was aware that I had just had a miscarriage, and I was living at his house, and she knew that as well. But I found out on Instagram, along with the rest of the world. People thought like, oh, I was this homewrecker. No, I was bullied for months with that whole situation because I was still trying to be nice about it. And like, we didn't break up right away. It wasn't until I went home to New Orleans to visit family where I had to ask myself some heavy duty questions, like definitively, Angel, is this something that you feel like you can handle? Can you stay here and deal with this? And the answer ended up being no.
Wildin'.
Now, she also said that Nick Cannon said he would publicly defend her name and right his wrongs. And he has yet to do that, but she does feel, like, hopeful that he'll keep his word about it.
Jeez.
That is tough, though. I'm living with you. We're together. Then you go and get your ex pregnant, have another baby, and then I look like the bad person.
I mean,
what?
When do you tell the person you live with that you got somebody else pregnant? I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, when
you
do
you put
tell
on
her?
Confessions?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that,
it's not just anybody. This is your previous baby mother.
I'm with you, but it's not like you just go home and say, hey, guess what I did today? You know what I mean? Like, at what point do you tell them that?
I wouldn't want to find out on social media, though. That's just disrespectful.
It is cowardly. But hey, man, what if I couldn't find the words?
And Twitter just said it. What do you say after that?
Twitter just said it better for me.
Goodness gracious.
What do? Screenshot it and then roll over and be like, what's this?
Hey, truth be told, I'm really just waiting on the maternity test to come back. All right? So Twitter's lying and tell her to know.
You said maternity test.
I'm just waiting on the paternity test to come back, okay? Until then, Twitter is lying.
That's not going to work.
All right?
All right, now, Kamala Harris is on the cover of Vogue, and a lot of people, the picture does not look good. I'm sorry, but I can't, like, this is Vogue. If you're on the cover of Vogue, it's supposed to look amazing, and it just isn't looking very good. Now, a lot of people were commenting on it. They said it was a cultural misstep, and it was unflattering, and they called it whitewashing. They talked about the lighting.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, Yee.
To look at it. Mm-hmm.
Some of these photo shoots now, they send the camera and you got to set it up yourself. Was that the same thing? Because if that's the thing.
Not Vogue.
Kamala had to do the photo shoot. Her and Doug in the house trying to figure it out.
Because when I did that special for OWN, they sent the cameras. I had to set it up myself. I'm just asking.
Her and Doug just trying to figure it out. Kamala had to do her own hair. You know what I'm saying? Her own makeup.
A lot of people have to do that.
Now, reporter Yashar Ali confirmed the cover photo was not the one that Kamala Harris's team expected. In the cover that they expected, she was wearing a powder blue suit. That was the cover that the vice president-elect's team and the Vogue team, including the editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, mutually agreed upon. So according to Yashar Ali, some fashion magazine news, number one, that was not the cover that they expected. Number two, to be clear, this Vogue cover of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is real. It's just that per a source familiar, this is not the cover that was agreed upon. That's why they fell blindsided. And then Yashar Ali posted the actual cover that they thought would be released with the powder blue suit.
So she had the powder blue Rockaway suit on with the white Nikes,
white Air Forces. Yeah,
no,
that
would have
been
suit.
Dope.
Now, these photographs were taken by photographer Tyler Mitchell. In 2018, Tyler was the first black photographer to shoot a Vogue cover when he photographed Beyonce. So,
I don't know anything about fashion, so the cover looked perfectly fine to me. You know, to me, it looked like they were trying to build a story around her wearing Chuck Taylors. But let's be for real. Chucks look good when you're running through the streets on the campaign trail, but maybe not on the cover of Vogue. Only thing I noticed about the cover was her ankles were a little ashy. That's about it.
That's what you seen?
Yeah.
It looked a little foggy.
That's ash.
Oh.
Right around the ankle area.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, we really need this young woman, this young toilet bowl licker, Ava Louise, to come to the front of the congregation. Mm-hmm. She's the one who started the rumor about Kanye West and Jeffree Star last week. We'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Good morning. Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny sleep say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Round of applause. Did Taylor make that? Did my little niece Taylor produce me another Donkey of the Day intro without me asking? Thank you, Taylor Gang. Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 11th goes to Ava Louise. Ava Louise is a 22-year-old influencer. I don't know who or what the hell she influences, but she's a 22-year-old influencer. Okay, you see me doing air quotes. She became widely known in the bubble called TikTok after licking a toilet seat on an airplane as part of a coronavirus challenge. That's literally what she's known for. If you Google her name, that's the first thing that comes up. Ava Louise, toilet licker. You know, I saw this and I said to myself, what's my hyphenate? Okay, we live in this world of hyphenates, all right? I had to see what mine was, and I went to look, and I saw me labeled as a multimedia mogul. That made me thank God, because can you imagine dying today and having the headline read, TikTok toilet licker dead? Okay, do you really want licking toilets to be your legacy? Look, if something that you did caused you to go viral and that's what you're known for, let it be something that you wouldn't mind being a part of your legacy forever. Case in point, remember Tayson Day? Chocolate Rain? Let me refresh your memory.
Chocolate Rain.
Come on now.
Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Chocolate Rain, damn it. Tay Zonday's legacy is strong, okay? Chocolate Rain can be on your tombstone. Our Jonathan Ware, the I Like Turtle Kids, remember him?
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
Come on, now drop on the Clues Bombs for Jonathan Ware. Those are internet phenoms you can be proud of, okay? Tay Zonday and Jonathan Ware, the I Like Turtles Kid, but being known as the chick who licked the toilet on an airplane during a global pandemic, all right? Anyway, last week there was a story going around, a rumor started by this toilet licker, and the rumor was that multi-hyphenate rapper, record producer, fashion designer, founder, and owner of the fashion brand Yeezy, which is valued at $3 billion, Kanye West, and beauty guru Jeffree Star are having an affair. Listen to what she said.
Now that Kim's finally doing this, I feel like I can spill the tea that I've been holding on to for months.
This whole divorce comes as no surprise. Kanye's been hooking up with a very famous beauty guru. Male beauty guru. A lot of people in the scene have known for a while.
Now, the rumor circulated, I think it was last Wednesday, and it was along with the reports that Kanye and Kim were getting a divorce. You know, going back to our conversation last hour about Trump being banned on social media, I believe in freedom of speech, but I don't believe in someone's freedom to lie. You should not be able to get on the internet and say whatever you want about people if it's not true. This is why I believe in suing folks, threatening lawsuits, or kicking folks off platforms. Not because I'm against freedom of speech, but because I'm against people's freedom to lie. And that is what Ava Louise did. She admitted she made this whole lie up. Why? For the greatest drug circulating in the streets today, attention. Let's listen to Ava Louise.
I'm getting sued. I made this entire scandal up. There is literally not one bit of truth to anything I have said. I just tricked the entire world into talking about me again because I was on a lot of Adderall and bored. And that's on being an icon. We all had fun, though, didn't we? You're welcome for the memes.
I'm not even mad at her. Even though I'm giving her the credit she deserves for being stupid, I'm more mad at the media outlets who decided to run with this story, knowing it came from a woman who is clearly willing to do and say anything for attention. What does your Uncle Charlotte always tell you? Nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And this is a prime example. I was always taught to consider the source, okay? And one thing therapy has taught me is that considering the source is doing more than just recognizing, you know, who the source is. When you start to recognize people's reasons for doing things, you don't even get mad no more. That's why I'm not mad at Ava, because I know what she's after. It's attention, okay? I shouldn't be mad at the media outlets for reporting this either, because I know what they want, the same thing as Ava, attention. But I am disappointed because I expect people in the media to know better. The media made this a story. Okay, she could have gotten on TikTok and said that and nobody would have cared. But when multiple outlets started reporting it like it was true, it validated the story and it validated her. This is dangerous. This is why I don't have a problem with private companies regulating what folks are able to say on their platforms. If you are weaponizing these platforms to cause harm to people's reputations, livelihoods, you don't deserve to be on the platform. And what also bothers me about these stories, the truth is never as loud as the lie. Okay, when this story broke, it was everywhere. Folks couldn't wait to let the jokes fly. The whole time I'm sitting there thinking to myself, why the hell are we listening to the chick who licks toilets on TikToks? And now, lo and behold, she comes out and says, joke's on you, okay? I just said that to get attention, and she got it. And I know I'm wasting my breath right now because you can't put toothpaste back into YouTube, okay? There's an old saying, a lie will travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. Well, guess what? That was before social media. Nowadays, the lie goes around the world several times. It becomes a trending topic, headlines on every major blog, and nobody gives a damn if the truth is wearing shoes, barefoot, whatever. They simply don't care. Why? Because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Please give Ava Louise the biggest hee-haw. All right. Is it possible for us to do better in 2021? Can we
possible?
Is it possible? Can we consider our sources a little bit more? And before we just run out there and start repeating things and tweeting about things and talking about things, can we at least see if there's any type of truth to it other than just somebody saying it online? Can we?
Hopefully. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Sean Garrett TE, that's his Instagram page.
Who is that?
He's a global ambassador for Fenty Skin. He's into the makeup world, fashion world.
Okay.
He said this online, and this went viral. So let's talk to, I was going to say the ladies, right? We could talk
to
women.
What did he say? Tell us what he said first.
Yeah, he didn't even tell us yet.
He says, do y'all want Sierra's prayer? Because, you know, Sierra says she prayed for a man like Russell Wilson. Or Lori Harvey's finesse.
Oh. Okay.
So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Would y'all want Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse?
This for the ladies.
Yeah, so let's start with you, Charlamagne.
I'm just here for the comments.
You're just here for the comments?
I'm here for the comments.
All right.
Well, my Sierra prayer was answered a long time ago.
All right.
800- dropping a clues bus for my beautiful wife.
585-1051. Yee. Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse?
Don't act like the cat got your tongue. Hello?
We just gotta get her a better
cell phone. Lori Harvey. No, she already got Lori Harvey's finesse. That's why she acting like she can't hear us right now.
800-585-105.
Back. God.
Hello?
I'm back.
You finished looking toilets?
We'll take your calls. We'll talk to you when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a tweet that went viral over the weekend.
What's the tweet?
By a gentleman named Sean Garrett T.E.
Who is that now?
He's a global ambassador for Fenty Skin. He's in the makeup world.
Can I say something real quick about FentyBeauty.com?
I've
gone there, you know, quite a few times to look at the soft Mate Longwear foundation. I just like
Matt.
I'm sorry.
Mate.
The soft matte longwear foundation, just to see what color I would be. I think I'm like a 4-4-5 for deep skin with warm olive undertones. But when you go to the website and go away from the page, a message pops up that says, "Where'd you go, boo?" with a little heart. That's very inviting. And it makes you just want to stay on the website. I just wanted to say that about FentyBeauty.com. Very good touch.
How often do you go on the site?
Enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Because if you know your shade, you should just go one time. You need to know your shade. But anyway.
How do you like their eyeliner?
I haven't never used eyeliner.
Oh.
I just like the way you go, boo. That's a nice touch.
Let's go to the phone lines. All right. Hello, who's this?
You didn't even ask. Hey, you didn't even finish what you were saying.
Oh, you cut me off because you're going into Fenty Skin. I'm sorry.
Go back and tell. Hold on. You tell him. Go ahead.
The question was.
Jesus.
Do y'all want Sierra's prayer? Lori Harvey's finesse. Now, yes. The reason, I'm sorry, ma'am, I was a little disfrazzled because Charlamagne said he was on the Fenty site buying makeup, and it kind of threw me off.
And what Envy was thinking was your skin is flawless. I don't know why you need to go on that website. That's what you were thinking. That's what threw you off. But yes.
I definitely
was.
Well, what's your name, mama?
Hey, I'm Stephanie from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Steph. Now,
Steph
would you
from Birmingham.
Prefer Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse?
I would prefer Sierra's prayer because when you ask God for what you want, it's more likely that he already knows what you need and what you want. So he'll put it together for the way that you want it for a man to treat you and everything. So I would definitely say Sierra's prayer.
Okay. True.
Okay. She's not trying to finesse nobody.
All right. Hello. Who's this?
This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hey.
We're asking, would you want Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse?
I'd say Lori Harvey's finesse. And I know that's probably the wrong thing to say. But the hoe in me says to go with Lori.
Why do y'all think Lori Harvey is finessing, though? She's just a beautiful young girl living her life at the moment. Like, why does that got to be a finesse?
I mean, but there's nothing wrong with that. I like the fact that she's doing that. She's young enough to do that. She's young enough to get it out of her system. And then when she becomes older, more mature, she can settle down
there
and
you
pray
go.
For a Russell Wilson. But
there
while
you go.
She's young, she needs to live it up and have a story to tell.
And I'm glad you said that, because I think what people are failing to realize is Lori is young and she's having fun. And right now she's in her kicking tires phase of life. But eventually, she too will say Sierra's prayer if she hasn't already. So you need both, right?
Or maybe Michael B. Jordan's the one.
I just said that.
Yeah, it could be the one. Maybe it's not a finesse.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bree.
Hey, Bree. So we're asking, do you want Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse?
Sierra's prayer.
Okay.
So you wouldn't want to, you know, just have a little fun before you settle it down? I mean, let's not act like Sierra. Sierra kind of went the Lori Harvey route earlier, too, now. She was out there having fun. She had the Futures in her life and the Bow Wows and the 50 Cents. And then she got with her Russell Wilson.
But I don't want nobody. I just want one person.
True.
That's what she wants. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, yeah, we didn't ask you what we tried to, but your phone was a little crazy at the time. Lori Harvey's finesse or Sierra's prayer?
I'm going to go with Sierra's prayer. I did enough finessing when I was younger.
Okay. All right. Well, we're asking you 800-585-1051. Y'all want Sierra's prayer or Lori Harvey's finesse? Call us now. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, that's right. It's Mary J. Blige's birthday, and we got to get on another mix. I tell y'all, Charlamagne's favorite Mary song is I'm Going Down.
That is not my favorite
Mary
song.
Mine is Love Is All We Need featuring Nas. That's my favorite, and No Limit.
My favorite Mary J. Blige songs, I have a lot of them, but my favorite is My Life, the name of the album, the title track off that album, and Be Happy. Love and those.
Yeez is, what did Yeez say?
I said a lot. I like, you don't happy. Have to worry. I like Our Love. I like.
You said happy.
Every day it rains.
All right. So let us know your favorite Mary joint. Let's get into a little Mary mini mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We've been doing this all morning long. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Y'all want Ciara's Prayer or Lori Harvey's Finesse? Now, this was circulating online the last 2 days. Somebody named Sean Garrett. He's a global ambassador for Fenty Skin. He's also the founder of his own line. He's in the makeup world. So we're just asking. We're asking the ladies this morning. Hello, who's this?
It's Marcus. How you doing?
Marcus, would you rather have Lori's Finesse? Meaning, would you rather have be with Future or Russell Wilson?
I don't want either. And the question, I had a problem with the question, period.
Tell me, you giving what's wrong? Choice.
Well, it's 2021. Shouldn't we be promoting love between black people instead of trying to teach somebody to finesse somebody out of something?
Well, I don't even know why they call him what Lori is doing is finessing. Lori just living her life. She's just out here
that's
dating.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah,
what I was going to say, because Ciara went through the same thing.
That's right.
The same thing before she got to Russell. So
that's right.
Let's just say, let's just pray for Russell's and leave the whole hopping around thing alone.
You want to pray for Russell. You can't say it's ho-hopping. There's nothing wrong with dating around when you're younger.
Well, first off, good morning, Ms. Yee.
Good morning.
Charlemagne, the God.
Good morning, sir.
I didn't say ho-hopping. Don't put words in my mouth, Angela.
What'd you just say?
You said ho bunch of hopping.
I just said, let's instead of just hopping around, let's go straight to the Russells.
But what's wrong with dating? Why has it got to be hopping around? There's nothing wrong with dating. She's young.
But it is hopping around.
Why is that?
One relationship to the next, that's moving around. Is it not?
It's called dating. If you're not ready to get married, why can't you date people until you find the right one?
This question's not for you, sir. It wasn't for you. I said women, but all right. It wasn't for him. It just really wasn't. Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all. What's happening?
So we're asking, would you prefer Ciara's Prayer or Lori Harvey's Finesse?
I had to say Ciara's Prayer, and honestly, because of the fact that I had went through a lot of, like, messed up guys, for real, and I had my last straw with the last guy I had, and when I tell y'all, I went downstairs from my apartment building that day, because I had got, like, a lot of money in my account. He had did some bull crap, and I was just like, God, please remove everybody in my life that don't belong here. Please just send me somebody that's for me, that wants their best interest, that has my best interest at heart. And when I tell y'all 3 weeks later, I met my soulmate. So I guess you call it that diamond prayer now, because ever since I met the man that I'm with now, I've been with him every single day since. And, like, I haven't had anybody like him in my life.
That is beautiful. What does his other family think about him spending every day with you?
They love me. I would say this is the thing. We've been together for a short period of time, we've been together for almost 2 years now. And in this short period of time, we've progressed so much together. And his mother, we moved his mother in with us. So his mother's a little older. And we have a house together now. And we moved her in with us. And, like, everybody loves us together. They're trying to get us married before we even say we're getting married.
What y'all waiting on to get married if it's such a loving affair?
We do plan on getting married. It's just a lot of things we want to make sure we accomplish.
It's on the way, Charlamagne.
What you say, King?
That it's on the way.
It's on the way. Okay.
It's
okay.
On the way.
Yeah, you locked that all down. Right. You sound like you got a good one, my brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She is my
wife. Prayed for you. She prayed for you.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I want to say this to y'all, too. Thank y'all I've been waiting to get a chance to talk to y'all forever. I'm a student in broadcasting and media arts, and I listen to y'all every morning. And you guys give me so much inspiration. Like, thank y'all so much. I'm glad I got to talk to y'all.
This is not so much, this is not the show to study. This is just pure luck and God's grace. Okay?
But thank you.
I know the talent that I see. I'm about to say, but I watch y'all, and it's awesome.
Well, stay with it, mama.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. What's the moral of the story, guys?
I think the moral of the story is whether it's, Ciara's Prayer or Lori's Finesse, both are fine. I don't know why y'all calling, what Lori doing finessing, because she's just living her life just like Ciara once lived her life, and then Ciara found her boo. That's the way life usually works.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Soho Karen, Maya Ponsetto. She actually did a sit-down interview with Gayle King. And, yeah, can we move on?
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's the one and only. It's The Breakfast Club. It's time. morning, T.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Keisha Cole has apologized for that Versus battle with Ashanti being canceled. And she has thanked people for their love and support. She said, I'm so sorry the Versus event didn't happen. I want you guys to know, I really think Apple didn't want to put staff production in danger along with Ashanti and myself due to the recent spike with coronavirus. I know you all had get-togethers and parties planned in states that were open. I'm so sorry. I love you guys and thank you for the continued love and support over all these years. I've been ready and I stay ready.
Why is it so hard to make this battle happen? You test both of them for COVID. You know what I mean?
But I think they have more complications. I think the rising in L.A. and I think some people, I guess, behind.
They shut down. Got it,
so they shut the whole thing down.
It hasn't been down in L.A. since they've been doing Versus. Like when they did Snoop and DMX out there, the COVID cases were spiking. Like, I don't get what's the holdup.
I don't know.
I mean, there's new regulations now. They shut down production on all the TV shows out in L.A. So it does make it a little harder. That just happened recently. All right, now Dr. Dre is still in ICU. It's almost a week after his brain aneurysm, so we'll see what's happening with that. But sources are saying that doctors continue to do a battery of tests to get to the root of the problem, and they want him in ICU in case he suffers another aneurysm. If that happens, then time would be of the essence. So our prayers are still there with Dr. Dre. Dang. Now, President Trump is reportedly planning to pardon Lil Wayne and Kodak Black before he leaves the White House. You know, that happens on the 19th.
Where are we getting
it's
this information
Donald Trump's
from?
Last day.
Where are we getting this information from?
No, that was from a legit source. He actually put out a list of people he was thinking about pardoning.
He gonna pardon Kodak, but what about Joe Exotic? Was he on that list too?
Joe Exotic?
Mm. Yeah, from Tiger King.
I don't give a damn about no Joe Exotic.
I was asking.
Joe Exotic looked like he'd have been storming about. Capitol Hill last week with the rest of them goddamn Vanilla ISIS members. I don't give a damn about no Joe Exotic.
All right, now let's discuss Soho Karen, a.k.a. Maya Ponsetto. She did an interview with Gayle King. She does not seem very remorseful about what happened when she attacked a 14-year-old because she accused him of stealing her cell phone, even though he did not have it. Now, here's what she said about why she accused him.
What made you think that Keon had your phone?
I was approaching the people that had been exiting the hotel because in my mind, anybody exiting is probably the one that might be the one that is trying to steal my phone. I admit, yes, I could have approached the situation differently or maybe not yelled at him like that and made him feel, you know, maybe some sort of inferior way, making him feel as if I was like hurting his feelings because that's not my intention. I consider myself to be super sweet. I really never ever meant for it to like hurt him or his father.
After that, she feels like, you know, we need to just move on and that she didn't do anything wrong.
You did more than just accuse him. The video seems to show that you physically attacked this young boy.
But at the end of the day, the dad did end up like slamming me to the ground and pulling my hair and throwing me and dragging me across the ground.
The video we saw, it looked like you had just attacked his son.
Yeah, the footage shows me attacking his son. Attacking him how? Yelling at him? Yes. Okay, I apologize. Can we move on? How is one girl accusing a guy about a phone a crime?
And then she kind of tried to shut Gayle King down for asking her questions about it and for her not taking accountability. Here's that part.
That's not the problem. You have to at least understand your actions that day. You seem to have attacked this teenager about the phone, and then it turned out he didn't even have your phone. You're saying, look, I'm 22 years old. You're 22 years old, but you are old enough to know better. So I will say you're 22.
I get it. Enough. The hotel did end up having my phone.
Let me tell y'all something. Gayle King is 66 years old. That young woman is 22. Gayle has every right to backhand the hell out that young lady and not have any consequences to her actions. See, I grew up in the era of violence. I grew up in the era of it takes a village to backhand a child. There was not a woman in my life who would not backhand the hell out of me for getting slick at the mouth like that. My mama, grandma, cousin, aunts. If I would have done that as a child, I'd be in somebody's cemetery right now.
Yeah, if I do that now, my mother would backhand me. How about that?
I wouldn't even think about doing nothing like
nope.
that. But that's the all same right. sense of entitlement that caused her to treat that young man like that
absolutely.
In that store. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, listen, sometimes violence is the only answer. I'm serious. And in that moment when she said enough, that's what it would have been if she did that to my mama back in the day. It wouldn't have been the whole enough. It'd have been, oh, bow!
Now, I also saw some reports. Envy, how do you say this watch? Richard Milley?
Richard
how
Milley.
How do you say that?
Yes.
Yeah, Richard Milley. They said that she is cool with Richard Mill's son, and he's the person paying. Like, I've seen all these reports about their relationship. She used to work there or something, and
Richard Mille is the watch that you see a lot of your favorite celebrities and rappers and actors and actresses wearing. Watch, I think, is no less than about 120 grand, 130 grand.
Well, he can get backhanded, too. He can catch a backhand to the mouth, too, if that's what he's choosing to support. Okay? I don't believe that story, though. No, nothing about her.
Well, she did used to work there, so I don't know. But they're saying that they still are cool or he's helping her out or something.
She don't even know Richard Mille a real person. I didn't even know till just now.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, keep it locked. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Revolt is back today. So shout out to Revolt.
Salute to Revolt. DeLeon Tequila is doing great. Revolt can continue to pay to have the Breakfast Club on. Just salute to them.
Yeah, they did a nice relaunch of DeLeon Tequila.
That's right.
All right. People's Choice Mixes up next is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Mountain Dew is partnering with HBCUs in an effort to uplift the next generation of badass Black innovators and entrepreneurs with the Real Change Opportunity Fund Pitch Competition, empowering students to go out and do. Visit MountainDew.com/realchange to enter.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I see them guys are really getting a vaccine in. I know in New York they're doing 100,000 vaccines a week. So
since when? When that started?
Today. Today for New York. Have you guys decided if y'all gonna do the vaccine? Yes or no?
I'm gonna wait a little while and see what happens.
Well, I'm gonna wait a little while too. Salute to Dr. Jill Hagen. Dr. Jill Hagen is a podiatrist. You know, I go see her once a year. She shaves off the corn on my right pinky toe. And salute to Dr. Jill Hagen. We had a nice conversation about the vaccine last week. I personally don't think I'm going to take it. Not the first round, you know.
But what did she say? What did she suggest?
I'm not going to put her business out there.
I ain't going to shout her out since we had a conversation about it.
Well, I just wanted to shout her out anyway since we was talking, you know. I just thought about it just now. We started talking about doctors. But we had a good conversation about the vaccine.
Okay.
But, I do have a link if you want to register.
I registered already. I told you, I did the plug. You got the plug?
I mean, that is the plug.
I did the link.
Oh, okay.
Well, they do have these mega sites open in New York City now. They're 24 hours.
24/7, they'll be
that,
giving you the shots. That's right. You got to make an appointment. All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right, it's time for a positive note.
That's right, man. Salute to my guy, Is Biscuit. I saw my man, Is Biscuit, post this, man, and I reposted it. I think it's, you know, so fitting right now. Is Biscuit said, it's crazy seeing yourself becoming a better person. You don't tolerate the same stuff. You don't F with people the same. You're closer to your inner self. You're focused on your goals, and you take better care of you. Time to break out of your old shell and become the best version of yourself.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.